This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline, WIP worker exposures being investigated. From July to October 2018, several workers at the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP, had, quote, multiple overexposures to hazardous chemicals, including carbon tetrachloride, nitrogen dioxide, and sulfur dioxide, as well as a series of heat stress incidents, end quote. That statement came from the Department of Energy DOE Office of Enterprise Assessments in announcing an investigation of Nuclear Waste Partnership LLC, NWP, the contractor in charge of WIP operations. That DOE office can impose fines and penalties. The number of workers exposed, the types of exposure, and why NWP did not adequately protect the surface and underground workers as it is supposed to do under its contract may be determined by the investigation. One source of the exposures was identified by the Defense Nuclear Facilities Safety Board, DNFSB, on September 7, 2018. Its WIP monthly report stated that, quote, high levels of volatile organic compounds, VOC, end quote, were in various containers arriving at WIP from the Idaho National Laboratory, and that NWP was assessing how to maintain safety in the waste handling building. On October 5, 2018, DNFSB reported that an underground worker felt ill, likely caused by heat stress and poor underground air quality. Another worker became ill after apparently being exposed to high levels of nitrous oxides. In its November 2, 2018 report, DNFSB stated that, quote, underground workers were exposed to unsafe levels of sulfur dioxide, end quote. In addition, there were two separate cases when, quote, workers on the surface were exposed to unsafe levels of carbon tetrachloride while unpacking waste, end quote. The DOE investigation could determine why more workers in the waste handling building were exposed 2 months after the problem of high levels of VOCs from Idaho was reported. Various problems in the underground, in addition to worker exposures, can be related to insufficient underground ventilation, dating from the radiation release on February 14, 2014. The resulting significant underground contamination requires that the air must be filtered to remove contaminants before it is released to the environment. Because WIP was never supposed to have such a release, the facility was not designed to operate with all air being filtered. In addition to worker exposures, various roof falls have occurred that can endanger workers because ventilation is not sufficient to carry out some necessary maintenance. Quote, these continuing failures of NWP to protect workers from overexposures should result in fines for the contractor and significant changes in operations to avoid similar problems in the future, said Don Hancock of Southwest Research and Information Center. He also said NWP's inability to safely operate the facility in compliance with its contract should result in terminating the contract. Because if the company could fix the problems to avoid the overexposures, it should have done so years ago, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit nuclearactive.org.